Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode, another totally normal episode of Grey's Academy, your favorite Grey's Anatomy podcast in the entire human universe world and alien universe world. My name is Carmen.
And my name is Kelsey. And Carmen is the best podcaster that I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm so lucky to work with him and know him as a friend.
Wow, Kelsey, that's so incredibly kind of you. I was not expecting that at all.
I know, it's just, every time I see your handsome face and hear your handsome voice, I get so overcome with friendship.
Guys, I'm just kidding. That was not Kelsey, that was me. I know, so convincing. Kelsey is sick, so that means she doesn't get to defend herself at all. So anything I say goes. And that's really what the whole point of this episode is. Just kidding. But I am going to take a moment to say this is not normal. Kelsey is sick. The whole house has come down with the sniffles and the sneezies and the germies. And I was on putting Marlo to sleep duty today. So I was like, hey, I definitely am good to record. I just need to do a little bit later. And she said, I fear I may be dead by that point. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and do a podcast without you then. I hope that's okay. So this podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at me. It's me. I did it. Hit that like button, that subscribe button, that five-star review button. Anywhere you listen, hit that subscribe. Anywhere you listen, hit that comment. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Tell us how amazing we are. Tell us how handsome I sound when you listen to these podcasts. But I also have a little bit, you know, different thing today. I'm eating a little bit of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Nom, nom, nom. And I'm on a kick. So I've had a disclosure for, is that food BDSM? Not BDSM. Fuck. Food ASMR. Shit. Damn, I did not mean to do that. Not BDSM. Not food BDSM. Wow, that's so funny. Anyways, I got some questions from our friends that I'm going to read off to you, but I am eating some Ben & Jerry's s'mores ice cream, so I'll take smaller bites next time, I promise. But we've got some questions, guys. I posted to our Patreon. If you are not on our Patreon, you definitely should be. It is kind of the bee's knees, if I do say so myself. We have the best Patreon patrons in the world, the best listeners in the world, the best friends in the world. It is the best of friends. It is, I was going to say the worst of friends, but that's not. It's just the best of friends and the best of friends. Ben and Jerry's, you're doing something to me and my pee-pee. Okay, so I'm going to use everyone's Patreon names here, but what's the meaning of life? Fucking depends on who you ask, I guess. But if you ask our capitalists, it's to be a cog in the money-making machine. If you ask me, I think it's just to try to do good. Just do a little good. I don't want to share this story because I didn't do this today to share this story specifically on the podcast. Like, that wasn't my goal of this. But to answer that question, like, I've really been trying to, if I can do the little random acts of kindness, I will. Today I was taking the train to work. I was on the Red Line and I get up the North and Clybourne station to go walk to work. And there's this group of like four people. They seem to be tourists. I wasn't quite sure. I did not stop and ask. But three of them were in the Red Line station turnstile, and one of them wasn't, this adult gentleman. And he's clearly having a hard time. I'm walking into work. I'm on a mission. I just say, hey, are you having a hard time getting in? He says, yes. And I said, and I just tap my thing. I didn't ask anything in return. I just, hey, here, you know, have a good day. And I think things like that is what the meaning of life is. doing a little bit of good in the world, trying to, if having a family is a goal of yours, raising a family and trying to create people, raise children to do good in the world, just don't be a dick. I think that's the meaning of life. Don't be a dick. All of those things cumulatively are the meaning of life. And, you know, tons of other stuff. I don't know. I'm just a single brain celled organism, it feels like sometimes. So don't take my word for it. Brianna, MySpace is supposedly coming back. Who are your top 8 friends? Are you even old enough to have had a MySpace? Wow. First off, shots fired. What the fuck? Yes, I am old enough to have had a MySpace. Did I have a MySpace though? Those are two different things. No, I didn't. But I was in a band that had a MySpace, and it was my first ever band as a high schooler. I think it was called Autumn's Fall. We were so edgy. Fun fact. I don't think I've actually shared this story on the podcast. I was in this band, and I started it with a friend of mine who, like, we grew up playing StarCraft and baseball together, and I had recently learned how to play bass at youth group in church, and I played bass in youth group because there was this cute girl who played guitar, and I was like, yeah, I want to spend time with you, like, shit, you're cute. And we ended up dating after that. And I learned how to play bass, and I got in this band, and we all came together. I remember all of their names. I'm not going to say their names for privacy reasons. I signed an NDA, but actually I was kicked out of the band because, well, let me backtrack. The day before our first show that we played in a venue called North Beach, It was an indoor volleyball court in the Downers Grove area. And the day before the show, our first ever show, the lead singer was like, I don't want to sing anymore. And we didn't want to cancel the show. So I just said, I'll sing. I sing at my church. I'll figure it out. And I wasn't good. I wasn't bad. I could carry a tune, but I didn't know how to, like, open up my voice. I didn't know how to, like, actually do all that. So I was in this band. We played a couple shows. It was not that great, and I loved playing. I had fun at the shows, but they kicked me out because I couldn't sing, even though I never chose to do that. But having been kicked out of the band, I was like, well, you guys suck. I'm going to learn how to sing, and I'm going to prove you wrong. So they did like one song together, and then they broke up after that. And then I started Gallery 81 and played lots of shows, way more shows than any of them combined, which is, you know, a little bit of bragging rights. But we did have a MySpace. My top 8 friends, though, I don't even know. I mean, number one, is it weird that number one is Jess? Is it weird that number two is Marlo? Number three has to be my best friend, Steve. Number four? That's hard. I feel like partly out of truth, partly out of obligation, it has to be Kelsey at number four. But I want you to know that's fully contingent on me being in her top four. Because if I'm not in her top four, I take it back. She doesn't even make my top 8 if I'm not in her top four. I'll talk about it in therapy. It's fine. But I don't know that I could actually rank all of my friends past that. Like, that is just way too hard. So anyways, I don't know that I could do that. But I will say that I am old enough to know MySpace. So suck it. The next question, you walk into Epcot, where are your first 3 stops? Got to get some Disney in there. I'm going to be honest with you. Epcot sucks. Epcot is the weakest of all of the parks. I don't care how hot of a take that is for all of you out there. I don't like Epcot. And when I say I don't like Epcot, I still love Epcot compared to no park time at all. I just think that it's, when I go there for rides, I don't yearn for Epcot. I will say Guardians of the Galaxy now slaps. So if I'm going to go first three stops, okay, number one, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number two, Soarin'. Number three, probably Japan. And I'm going to get some food, or I'm going to get one of those, like, those sweet little boba ETs or something. I will also say, maybe this is a bit of a hot take, and I'm going to eat some ice cream while I say this. I think that the Food and Wine Festival is also highly... The festivals in general, I think, are pretty overrated. But especially Food and Wine. I'm all about value. I do all-you-can-eat sushi restaurants because of the value. I don't like paying $20 for one bite of food in Epcot. I will tell you, I think Flower and Garden is dope. The honey, is that, that's one that I think that has the honey, the lavender honey tea or something like that. Lemonade, that slaps. I fuck with Flower and Garden. Also, Festival of the Arts is cool. I think they call it Farts. Festival of the Arts, Farts. That one's fun. I like to support content creators. So, yeah, I'll say Guardians, Soarin', Japan. Good question. What's the funniest thing to happen while working at Disney? I can imagine you saw... This is Alexi Liu. What's the funniest thing to happen while working at Disney? I can imagine you saw so many different people. I mean, I have a couple of stories. I think a sad story, but funny in the context of poop, was I think I shared a story one time where there was a woman who came in, a little bit of an older woman, like 60s plus. Sorry to all of our 60s plus listeners. You're old. But that's with love. Your wisdom runneth over. It abounds. But I had this woman who, she came in looking for a bathroom, and she just was like, oh God, oh God, oh God, and then ended up pooping herself. I think poop is funny. That's not funny for her situation. I will also say, I had not like a funny situation, I guess, but I did see my high school driver's ed teacher and recognized him. So that was wild. That was like a funny story that happened for me. I feel like a lot of the, it wasn't funny stories. It's just like, what are you thinking? Like the amount of times that I was standing next to a bathroom sign and people would ask where the bathrooms were. That was always crazy. People would go and try to use fake doors thinking that there's really things behind them. That was always funny to see. People complaining over the silliest things. You know, like pin trade. I've seen people get into pin trading fights with kids, adults pin trading fights with kids because kids don't want to trade their pins to them, like they owe them anything. Yeah, I feel bad. Kelsey actually was worked at Disney a lot longer than I did, and she also worked at the Bippity Boppity Boutique, so she all saw all the crazy people with all the crazy names, the entitled parents and their kids, and trying to sneak their 1-year-old or 2-year-old and saying, no, my kid's definitely 4 or whatever the cutoff limit is. I'm sure she's got great stories for that. So definitely ask her that next time she's on. Kai, what is the most surprising thing that has happened to you because of this podcast? Okay. So example, Shauna PTSD. I will say that's probably maybe not the I guess it's surprising, but that's also probably the worst byproduct of this show, watching Grey's Anatomy in general, is I can't get through any TV show without thinking another Dylan situation is going to happen. I will be watching the most simple, I'll be watching fucking Bluey, and I'm like, someone's going to explode. Someone's going to explode right here. It's crazy. That's probably the worst thing that's happened because of this show. I think another surprising thing is where people are listening from. Where people are listening from around the world is pretty surprising. Like when I see streams coming in from Russia or places in Africa, when I see people Instagram messaging me from the Netherlands or Sweden or Norway. And I'm like, oh, Norway, that's so cool. Ba-doom-tsh, dad joke, I'll be here all week. Thank you very much. I mean, I'm grateful. I think that's probably the coolest thing that's happened with this show is with this podcast, is getting to meet people from all over the world. Also people that I've met locally, or like who was it? Someone had from my work at Veg had been in the UK meeting vet students. And they were like, yo, I listened to a podcast and someone from Veg is on it. And then that person came and visited my hospital in person and said, I heard about your podcast through a fan, a listener, or, you know, finding someone, I'm going to protect your identity, but finding someone who works in the vet med field in Illinois that we get connected through. Shout out. If you're listening to this, send me a message. What's up? Hope you're doing well. It's just crazy. I think those are very surprising things. I will also say I'm surprised at how much I like Grey's Anatomy. That was not what I was expecting. I was kind of expecting this to, I said this a lot in the beginning, but I'll keep saying it. I expected this show to be fun to do and to make content and to just talk to one of my best friends like once a week. But I didn't expect to fall in love with the show. And like I've watched season 11, episode 1, because I was ready to record tonight. And like the thing that's going on with Meredith and Maggie, like what's going to happen? Does Meredith actually have some memory of this? Like, are they going to explain the backstory of how Ellis carried a child and was pregnant, and Meredith seems to have blocked that out of her memory? That's crazy. Also, why the writers feel like it's okay to just constantly give this woman half sisters. Like, can we get another new idea, please, maybe? But yeah, so it's been very exciting. I didn't think I was going to love this show the way that I have. I really do, though. And the deepening of friendships, where people like will kind of talk to me about it or making new friends. And actually, like very early on, we had a couple of like OG listeners, like, you know, some of the ones that come off the top of my head. I know Brianna had sent a message, and also I'm going to name some names, but like this is not diminishing all of the other incredible people that aren't named here that I've gotten to know over the years. So please forgive me, truly. But like, Brianna, I know we didn't get to see you, in Indy when we were driving on our way back. But like Alicia, Nisha, Meg, it's just, there's so many people, you know, even just looking at, if I go through some of the members on this Discord page. So, Andrea, Brianna, Troy, like there's just so many people that like I could go through. Katya, you know, an OG from the old podcast as well. Kai, everyone, like there's just so many incredible people that we are, that I'm so grateful for. And I didn't know how that was going to affect me when we started doing this podcast. Like it's very emotional. I feel very proud. I'm also an extrovert, for those of you who did not know. So I guess surprise, surprise. Obviously, I'm a fucking extrovert. But when I get to spend some time on the train going to work and I send some messages to people and I just catch up with folks and, you know, I'll even Karandeep, getting a chance, like I love getting to see the reels that he sends me. I was voice memo exchanging with Pyle, like Kyle with a P, who has, if you're out in Florida, has an incredible chiropractor company that she has started, and I'm so proud. I'm actually, hold on, I'm gonna pull that up right now because I was, and also like Hannah, who's an artist, who's gonna paint me a picture. Jean sent me a message reminding me about Ted Lasso coming out today. But if you're out in the Coral Springs, Florida area, and you're looking for a chiropractor, check out Patel Peak Performance. I was checking out her page, and we were Instagram voice memoing back and forth about McDonald's French fries, which, by the way, let me fucking tell you guys this story really quick. First off, always the best McDonald's ice cold refreshing Coke. But Jess really was wanting some McDonald's the other day. It's been like a pregnancy craving. And there's one that's like less than 5 minutes from our house. So I go to McDonald's on the way home. Marlo falls asleep in the car. So I'm just like getting McDonald's. I'm going through the drive-thru, doing all this stuff. I get home and Jess takes a bite of fries and she's like, these are butt fries. Like, look at how, like, these are crispy. These are burnt. And I'm like, okay, I'll just drive back and get new fries. And she says, no, don't do that. And I'm like, woman, I'm not going to put this garbage, knowingly put this garbage into our bodies if it doesn't at least taste good. And the fries were ass. They were absolutely, it's like, you know, when there clearly is the basket of fries, but like the ones that like fall to the bottom and they're like hard and they're crusty and they're just like a little bit brown and they're like not the golden color anymore. They have like turned to like this almost like a dark gold brown kind of color. Like that's what it looked like. And they tasted like shit. So I drove all the way fucking back in this economy at this price of gas, $48 a gallon of gas on average. Okay. I drive all the way back. I walk in, I plop right down on the front. I don't wait in line. I go right to the front. And I say, hey, I was just here 10 minutes ago. I drove all the way home. I came all the way back. These fries are terrible. And I was kind about it, but I did not wait in line. And they're like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's okay. I can wait, but I need some fresh fries for my pregnant wife. And I really, really tried to hammer in on, you guys fucked up my pregnant wife's night. You did this. Anyways. Shout out to the McDonald's workers. They did make it right. Cool. So, Kai, I hope that answers your question. I don't know. I just, I didn't expect this to be like a real thing. Not like a real thing. I didn't expect it to be as big and as fun as it was. And I didn't expect to love the show. And I didn't expect for the PTSD to totally consume my life. Kat, what's your top five podcast recording moments? All top five include me being right about something, about everything. I think I didn't even realize, I didn't remember making that prediction, but when I made the prediction about the shooting, that was cool. That was a top five moment for me. I think predicting the whole will they, won't they of George and Izzy was fun for me. It was fun when I predicted that it didn't happen and then it did happen. That was just a fun episode to record because I know Kelsey relished in the fact that she was able to like half unconvince me. But let's see, top five. The Dylan exploding thing, that's a fun reference. Whoa! And killing him, killing his ass. I think, I don't, that's really hard. That's like a hard, and then you ask top five Grey's Anatomy moments. I like would really need to sit in that and think on that because I don't know where Christina leaving is in that list, or like Burke coming back for an episode, Isaiah Washington aside, his shittiness aside. But we also have the episode where Izzy and, what's his name? Denny touch. I almost called him Dylan, but Dylan's a totally different guy. When Izzy and Denny touch in the hallway, I've really liked watching, like, when Joe and Alex tell each other they love each other after that one guy and her breakup. That's been cool. Meredith on the table talking Shane through her surgery, them dancing. I don't know. There's just so many. And those are so recent, too, that I have a hard time. But I... And the musical episode. I like the musical episode. And I like that one, like, journalist-style episode. So that would be hard. That would be really hard. I also look back on, like, the first recordings. And I feel like I would need to go back and listen to all these episodes. But there was, whatever I said not too long ago, I was listening to one of the episodes, and it brought me joy that the things that I wanted to say, I said in the recording. So, like, I was following my own train of thought. That was kind of fun. And top five items on your personal bucket list. Okay, this is fun. I want to go to the Grand Canyon. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Japan. I know these are, like, not, like, really bucket list items. These are, like, traveling places. But I would like to travel more. I want to go skydiving, which sounds insane for me because I have such a low pain threshold and I'm, like, scared of everything. But I would love to go skydiving. I think I go back and forth on scuba diving and snorkeling. No cave diving. Fuck that. Nowhere near bucket list. But I'd love to go snorkeling, like, near the like, a coral reef. That'd be cool. A bucket list item as well is, like, water skiing with Barack. So I don't know if that's on his bucket list as well, but it's on mine. So I think that's really all that matters. Duet with Taylor Swift at Madison Square Garden. You know, simple things. Simple things. I'd like to do a headlining show where Blink-182 opens for me, and then Tom DeLonge and Mark Hoppus come on stage, and then they do backup harmony vocals for me. And then Paul McCartney comes out and everyone's like, whoa, hey, Paul McCartney, that's crazy. And he just starts, you know, playing a song, and we do a song together, you know, like the four of us, which would be pretty cool. And this wasn't on my list, but I would say throw Ringo in there just for good measure, just to cover all of our bases. So if we wanted to start a new band, we could. So Paul would be on. I'd put him on acoustic guitar, which is kind of crazy. I'd throw Mark on bass, which, again, might be heinous to some. Well, no, we'll keep Paul on bass. Paul's probably a better bass player. We'll put Ringo on drums. Paul, no, Travis Barker. It doesn't matter. This is all getting into bucket list territory, so it's flexible. I'd love to see the original cast of Hamilton perform. Yeah. I think it rounds out my bucket list. Again, nothing too crazy. And Kai said, also would love to know if you did another rewatch of an old episode, which one would you choose to rewatch? I think I need to rewatch Guts in the Hands, Organs in the Hands, Intestines in the Hands, whatever it was, just so that everyone can shut the hell up on how badly I got that one wrong. I know I did. I would also like to go back and rewatch the George dying episode. I also don't remember anything about Katherine Heigl, like, at what point where she left, how she left, like, how her and Alex's relationship ended. So I'd like to go back and just, like, rewatch some of that to remember how that ended, because I don't remember. Let's see, what else would I like to do? I'd like to rewatch maybe Mark's first episode or first couple of episodes so that I can remember how much he sucked. And then the, just like, I think overall the Lexi and Mark storyline, watching them evolve. I think I'd also like to watch that episode where Susan dies of the hiccups. Those are just off the top of my head. Oh, that one with Big Jim or whatever. Big John, Big Dave, Big Tim, whatever his name is. And the guy from Harold and Kumar. I think that was him in that episode. He was a driver. And yeah, those are some episodes I'd like to rewatch. Eventually, I'm going to rewatch all of them. Like, I think that might be a fun, if and when we ever get done with new Grey's seasons, eventually I'd like to go back to rewatch episodes where, like, maybe the fans and the listeners can say, we want you to rewatch season two episode. Well, I guess the finale for season three, where Burke leaves, that'd be a fun one to rewatch too. I feel like those are the ones that I can think of, like at a quick glance. I think the hardest part of watching these one time is I miss so much. So when I'm like taking notes, I don't miss the subtleties of people's facial expressions or their mannerisms or like what else is going on in the background of the show, etc. So that is one of the things that I would really love to go back and rewatch, is not taking notes during a rewatch, just either live commenting, which even then sometimes live commenting is a little bit hard because my ADHD is like, what do I have to have come out of my mouth? What am I watching? So I have to like think about it, like consciously, like, oh, my thoughts that are in my head, let them come out. That's sometimes a hard reminder for me. But I'd rewatch all of them again eventually. I'd also like to do, I really would love to do a Psych watch with Kelsey. I think that'd be so fun. Or if the two of us did a watch of Ted Lasso together, like that could be really fun. I think that'd be a fun time too. So, but I hope I got to all of your guys' questions. I loved this. This is always a blast for me. Thank you guys for understanding that, you know, again, Kelsey is sick. I apologize. We try to have a ton of notice. August will be weird. I'll be honest with you guys. August is going to be weird. Kelsey's going to have a sleep study. I'm going to be out of town for a wedding in Colorado that I'm the best man. And you best believe my speech guns to slap. So it's going to be long. Might be the whole wedding. I've already told Steve I need at least an hour and a half. And that's just to like get through the preamble of my speech. I'm just kidding, but it will be a long speech and it will be awesome. It's our entire, we've been friends since kindergarten. So there's a lot of topics to cover. So really appreciate you all. Thank you for understanding and following on our journey. And just if you need to go to the Instagram to follow along and make sure you guys don't miss any of the updates, it's at Grey's Academy Pod. And then if you want to follow me, I am a little bit behind on the responses because I do try to respond to everyone still. I'm going to do that as long as I physically can. I'm probably 2-3 weeks behind on follows and responding to people. So again, give me some slack, give me some grace because, you know, Jess is pregnant as well. And I'm going to use that excuse because we are pregnant. So we appreciate you all. Thank you for being a part of this journey. It really is awesome. Let's keep it coming, and we will see you all in the next one. And remember, oh yeah, if you see me walking down the street, you know, no spoilies. Yeah, no spoilies. We appreciate you all so much. We'll see you all in the next one.